We are joined for a kōrero today by Hurumaina Dennis, who, as you know, has worked very extensively with Kāinga Kore Whānau over the years in his role as the chair at Te Puia Marae here. The report into Māori homelessness was released at the back end of last week. It was put together by the Waitangi Tribunal, and in many ways has pointed the finger at the Crown for decades of inaction in this space. Hurumaina Dennis is with us today. Huru, tēnā koe, it's great to catch up with you again. Kia ora.
Morena.
Kia ora. Thank you. Well, you've read the report. You've released some kōrero as a result. I don't want to go in with preconceived ideas, please, but I would like to gauge your reaction, A, to the report and some of the comments attributed to you as somebody who works prominently in this space. Hau whakaro.
Yeah, ka poi, Dale. Look, first and foremost, it's Aote. Prior to this, Dale, there was no coordinated response to anything when it came to housing and homelessness. This goes right back to the 80s, to be honest. Privatisation, name changes, different departments, CEOs coming and going, government policies, changes, and the impact has been what we're dealing with today, Dale. And of course, 2016, we opened our doors and put the blowtorch on just about everything that's resulted today, including new government departments. There were some references to India and many other claimants, to be honest, Dale. There was about 48. From around the country who all turned up here to Puia to share their stories, their mamai, their ideas and their vision and could be what needs to be. And I said in most of the hearings, Dale, there were some consistencies, Dale, very much so around most of us just got on and did what we needed to do. We didn't wait for Crown permission, we just cracked on. The Crown ended up falling behind, playing catch-up. As a result of that, there was a bit of a scramble going on in terms of policy, deployments, visions and strategies, and, of course, a new government agency that's popped out of this, Dale. I'm mindful of 2017. It was a very strong political platform. And, frankly, got in behind the Labor government, if you like, and this program homelessness, I believe, sort of funneled the way for the Labor government to coalition at that time. But coming right back to the report, Dale, the co-locations of agency staff was a direct whakaaro, if you like, of what we did here at Te Puia. And I think, you know, Dale, it's been pushed out to Huakina, Papakura, Manurewa, Muma, ourselves, Orake, and now to other areas across Tāmaki. Which basically means, Dale, they can get on and do what needs to be done at the marae rather than at the office.
Tēnā koe, Hurumaina. It's interesting too. Look, you're calling for the establishment of a Māori housing authority, which is commendable, but I wonder whether that can be caught up in the wider goal of housing our people, constructing homes, getting buy-in from housing authorities out of the government with Māori interests. But then there's the issue of homelessness. And in there is an urgency that wider goal perhaps needs to be set aside for a moment to accommodate those who are kāinga kore. And they're in the most desperate of situations. Can you just explain your thoughts on... Look, and I support where you're coming from to the establishment of a Māori health authority, just as we have recently established a Māori health authority, makes sense. But one's a goal of construction of houses, and the other is their immediate support for those who find themselves literally on the streets.
Well, that's right, Dale. And look, the end-to-end I'm talking about here, Dale, when it comes to a Taumata Māori or Māori housing authority, the end-to-end. At the moment, there are three government agencies that are taking the lead on housing and homelessness, okay? MSD, MHUD, and Kāinga Ora. And at the moment, Dale, I'm not completely convinced that the marriage between the three is a good one. In fact, sometimes very awkward. And as a result of that, people are getting caught in the middle. I mean, Dale, I've got evidence to show that the current system is either making people homeless or keeping them homeless, okay? You bring on a taumata Māori, you get all these free government agencies sitting around the table with Māori leaders and those who are in that area of supporting housing and homelessness, including iwi. This is what you'll end with, Dale, end-to-end, urgency te katoana. The moment that you fragmented, okay? There's three Māori strategies as a case in point. There's the Rautaki Māori for Kāinga Ora, there's the Paitata for MSD, and then there's the Maihi for MHAR. And what that means, Dale, we're still sitting in silos. Okay, so the Māori housing taumata, I think, is very important as a coordinating point inside of this whole gambit of mahi. Because you're right, the whole outcome, Dale, is around how do we make sure we don't end up back in this mess again, okay? We've just had too many ministers, governments, officials, all putting their little dabs in it. Then they go, and then we've got someone else coming along to change things up. It's just not good enough, Dale, and that being the Crown's response, breaches of Article 1, 2, and 3, as this report has clearly outlined. All the other stuff that Judge Cox, Ted Ma have outlined are all important components, the data, the definition, and all these technical things. But in the end, we need a taumata Māori to push this stuff through. And at the moment, there's nothing. It's reliant on three government agencies to do the best they can through this pipeline. And at the moment, I'm not convinced that that is, in fact, the case, Dale.
How do we establish, therefore, a taumata? And it makes some sense to me, and it will to many of our listeners today, Huri. So you've got these three organisations, each with them, they could be well-meaning, but we're not hitting the mark. And so what would be involved? I mean, you already have a taumata that reacted very quickly during the COVID threat and provided food support, etc. So we've got examples of being able to do it. What needs to happen for this housing taumata to become a reality? Yeah. How quickly does it need to be established?
Well, it needs to be established immediately. Off the back of this report, which is part one of two parts, Dale. So this is the urgent homeless needs. The other part that's still going on through Judge Coxhead is the housing component, okay? But coming back to your question, why and how? Look, iwi up and down the country have already done very well building some really nice facilities for their people, and of course in town, up and down the country. So there is a body already established. But there is also another group inside, like for us at the Marae Urban Interest, those living in the big cities. Collectively, those would be the forums, if you like, Dale, that we can call on, the leaders. We don't have to go and build it again, Dale, because they're already doing stuff, but we need to come together, okay, and bring these three agencies together at the top end of the business and start, for instance, bringing all three strategies into one and making sure that this table has the end-to-end ministerial push to do what it needs to do, Dale, because you know what? We don't do this, Dale. We're just going to keep getting into this piggy mess again and again and again, because the coordination between the three lead government agencies has not been good. It might be good at CE level, at ministerial level, that they're all talking really, really well and doing what they do, but the application, the operation, and the implementation of all these systems, policies, and frameworks, bro, it's just unbelievably complicated. Even still, Dale, 7 years after we've opened our doors, we're still having to jump too many hoops to get things done. That's what this taumata will do almost immediately. Here's the forum. This is where we need to go, everybody. Māori ake, timatanga mutunga.
Tēnā koe. And again, we are reminded that the tribunal, though it does some fine work, has its shortcomings, doesn't it? Because it only has recommendatory powers and can't force the hand of government to follow their instructions. That in itself is disappointing, but perhaps it's an issue for another sort of forum of conversation. Ne?
Oh, absolutely, Dale. But in the end, Dale, you cannot hide from the sad faces that come to this marae. Lines outside MSD, waiting to get on the emergency housing programs, they're real, Dale. You can't hide from them. They're not going anywhere. It's getting longer. But I have to say, Dale, in 2023, there have been some good movements forward, but it's just not big and fast enough, Dale. Just not big and fast enough. Not for us, anyway.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for sharing some kōrero and appreciate your time and thoughts and skin in the game. All the best, Tore Moana. Thank you.
Kia ora, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Hore Moana Dennis with us from Te Pūngi Memorial Marae and commenting there.